Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. Baby, I'm alright. But just a kiss, cool
night. You know I love you.
I love you too. I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Carly, I hope everyone had a good week. So glad the luck's in the double. And let's see. I just want to say, okay, I want to say General Hospital today was probably the best thing I've seen in about 20 years. I cannot get over it. I can't wait until Monday. Hi, Delaine. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Tylo. Hi, Carrie. Hi, everyone in the chat room. This is Daytime After Dark. And if you want to call in for 90 minutes live and talk to me, my phone number is 347-850-8721. Bringing on Carrie, my new co-host. Hey, Carrie.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I still can't get over it.
Cliffhanger Friday.
I don't call that Cliffhanger Friday, Carol. I call that Cliffhanger of the friggin' century, if you like. Because I'm like, it's only Friday night, and I'm like, okay, you know what? Usually I tell everyone, don't miss the weekend away. That's bad, bad, bad. But now I'm under the assumption that I want to whisk this whole weekend away.
They better show us who it is. They better not play.
I know, and you know what? And you know what? You know, I'm sorry, people, and you can disagree with me, and I don't care. I'm in a little feisty mood tonight, so, I really don't want it to be Faison. Faison, as far as I'm concerned, needs to be never mentioned again, ever.
I know, but that's the obvious choice, because I'm trying to think all night who the hell else would be another enemy of Scorpio.
I know, but you understand why I don't want it to be Faison. I just don't like the guy, never have. And he's ugly, and he's not even a cute bad guy.
No, he's
not. Me and the cute bad guy, I'm like, okay, let's bring him on, but, let Kathy wait. Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
Hey, Kathy.
Kathy,
hey.
Remember, I still have that woman in reserve. I'm muting you tonight, and you know why? You know exactly why I might be muting you.
Because
you
want to
know why, people? You want to know why, people? Because I called you. I'm like, oh, what happened on the show today? She goes, you have to go watch them. I'm like, what? She's like, I can't tell you. It's going to ruin it. And I'm like, oh, shit. Fine. And then I go watch it. And I forgave her because it was powerful. It was, I was saying, oh, my God. For about 3 minutes, I was nearly screaming, you know, but I said it for week 7 on YouTube that I didn't think Duke was Duke. Did I, people?
But I'm still trying to figure out why that gets Kathy muted.
Okay,
why? Because
you.
She was keeping things from me, Carrie. See, you might get away with it, but Kathy, no. Kathy doesn't get away with keeping things.
But it would have ruined it if I told you.
It
wouldn't have been the same.
Okay, Delena. I don't think it's Elena. Oh, but Elena is on her way back. Oh, we have another call. 760, you're on there.
Hi, Samantha.
Hey, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Sammy.
Hi.
See, did you watch it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Okay, do you have the same, oh, my God, reaction, or what was your reaction?
Oh, I was like, what time is it? That's what I was looking at. I'm like, oh, my God, it's over. Shit.
Yeah. And you know, when I saw the mask in his hand, I'm like, when he was taking it off, I'm like,
It was just so wonderfully cheesetastic. I just couldn't get over it.
I was rewinding it a couple of times because I'm like, okay, did I just see what I just saw? I mean, it was, for me, I'm like, wow.
It's so funny. Robin caught on to him in about five minutes. Anna hasn't caught on to him. Robin knew practically right away.
Well, everything right with Anna, though. I mean, he was playing every beat right. It's like he only memorized stuff about Anna or only knew stuff about Anna.
Yeah.
But when he had to face Robin, that's where he lost it. He didn't know all the relationship issues.
Yeah, because he goes, oh, it was spaghetti. And she goes, no, it was pizza. How can you forget that? And I'm like, oh, this is not good, and I was, you know.
Had that look on her face about when we were talking about the book and the boy, and she's like, no, the boy had blonde hair and blue eyes or whatever. I'm like, oh, shit, he just got busted.
Yeah, I said that, too. Well, I don't think, I have a feeling Monday they're not going to let us know.
Kathy, don't say that. Do not say that, because I won them. This was like the best day in Z8 in a very long time, and they did a rightful scene. I want to see it. I'm dying to see it.
Well, there's two things. There's two things that I'm looking forward to as a cliffhanger. Number one, what we just mentioned, and secondly, who comes walking through the door at the Quartermains? That's going to be a hell of a showdown.
Yeah, like Harley Wynn, people. Oh, yeah, I'm on Team Carly. I'm going to
move
in.
You really are. I can't believe it.
Why don't you tell me something I can believe?
Well, Kathy's with me. The mail. My Kathy.
Well, I don't want AJ to come between Michael and his parents. I know JJ's his parent, but I still think of Kali and Sonny as his mother and father.
So, and until AJ gives me a reason to like him, then fine. But AJ will probably never give me a reason to like him unless he does something really evil with Sam, like sleeps with Abyss, have been calling for Sam with her this whole time. That might get AJ out of my doghouse, but until then, AJ is fully staying in my doghouse, and no one's going to come in me, open my eyes, blah, blah, blah. It's not happening. AJ and I, there's no love lost. And, you know, if he's not nice to my girl, then I'm really not going to be an AJ fan. So, yeah.
Well, I guess you're never going to be one because he's not going to be nice to Carly anytime soon.
Well, but you know something? It's not even about him being nice to Carly. I can't wait for the storyline to unfold because this is shit that's coming, 15 years later? It's all coming back around.
Has it been 15 years?
Let me get this right, Kelly. You want to call me a pain? Is that it?
It's not about pain. The truth needs to come out. He has the right to know. Michael has the right to know about all his parents, including his biological father.
Well, I agree with that. I think Michael's old enough. I mean, he should know all the truth. They should be out. He should know that.
He's only known one side to AJ for all his life, and it's not that AJ didn't do wrong. Of course he did, but like Michael said the other day, all my life I thought AJ started it, and he really didn't.
Of course, AJ is the saint. I forgot that AJ is the saint. The moment he crashed the car with Jason.
AJ was wrong, but in life there's a cause and effect.
The moment he crashed in the car with Jason, when the moment I hate AJ, so sorry, no one's going to convince me that AJ should be like even likable, even loved, or even welcome in this town.
But it's not about him likable or loved. He's Michael's father, and he has that right to tell his side of the story. Hey, believe me, this isn't even coming from an AJ fan. What's right is right.
I disagree. I think AJ should just stay dead, stay away, stay gone, stay
actually,
whatever.
Actually, no, because in my opinion, Sean Kanan, after you-know-who left, I think Sean Kanan has single-handedly saved the damn show from you-know-who leaving.
It is good storyline.
No, I'm saying it's good storyline, but I don't like a storyline when is all we going to put Carly way in the doghouse with Michael of 15 years of history.
It's not going to wipe away everything she's done, but the only way that AJ can get Michael to listen to his side of the story is tell the truth.
The truth shall set you free.
What?
I said the truth shall set them free. Just tell the truth already. Let him make up his own mind.
And to her credit, she did it.
Yeah, she did. I was shocked.
Now I'm going to be interested to see how Sonny gets out of his, because what Sonny did, that's a whole nother level.
Yeah, what Sonny did,
what Sonny did was wrong. When I was watching it, I thought that was horrible what Sonny did that time with the meat rack, the meat thing. I thought that was horrible. I really did. I didn't like AJ. In fact, I hated AJ then. I really hated him. But when Sonny did that to him, I can still picture that. I can still picture that day when I was watching it. I couldn't stand that.
You degraded and humiliated him.
It never bothered me. I thought, AJ gets a little was coming to him with a meat locker call. So
I didn't like that.
Well, that says a lot, yeah.
What? Wait, why did that say a lot?
Yeah, Samantha. You like everyone being slapped and punched.
No, okay, maybe I do. Maybe I just thought, a milaco, is it on a milaco? Hey, that's a funny thing. Go for it, Sunny. I mean, do I think it was a low out of line? Maybe a low, but not a lot. Not so much that he should lose his whole relationship with Michael over this. No, I don't.
I don't
know,
that's the thing. This is part of the whole. It's just like when Lucky found out that Luke raped Laura. He went through his phase about being mad because he was lied to his whole life. He's going to be mad, but it's not going to wipe away everything. But he has the right to know, just like eventually Molly should know that her sister slept with her daddy at some point.
Well, Molly should have known that yet. Molly should really know about that. Now, because in my view, Molly should have known about a year ago.
No, she's just a kid. I mean, and even like...
She's a kid. Okay, Molly's 15 now. Molly at 15 can deal with it at 15. Believe me.
Well, she might
get grossed out. She might get weirded out. But Molly at 15, 14, believe me, can find out what sister deal has been up to. And,
now, to move on to the other plot of the day, the Connie Kate thing. I would like to know if they're going to wrap this up rather quickly because this is getting old.
Yeah, I agree, but I'm a little mad at Diane.
See,
I'm a lot mad at Diane, to be honest.
See, I'm not, only because I just think it's an interesting dynamic. I guess I'm just looking for good, interesting, different storylines, and that's it, because I didn't see this one coming.
Well, I mean, see, there's one against Sunny and Alexis, and I just think, okay, that was a bad, bad move. Diane, that was a bad move, and I just think, and she knows that Kate is not herself, and I just think her doing what she did was not a good thing.
Yeah, I think I tend to agree with you there more than the fact that she, in other words, my issue with Diane is more in Kate than the fact that she, quote, went against Sonny. That doesn't bother me, but she's kind of helping this fool, this woman not get professional help.
And she was she was friendly with Kate. I mean, that's what I don't get it. I mean, she was friendly with Kate. She liked Kate. I mean, she should understand that. She needs help. That's what I didn't like about Diane being her lawyer and helping her with this. That's what bothered me.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, she's a lawyer, and we've always known she'll do anything for a buck. Even though I love her character, don't get me wrong. I mean, but she worked for a mobster, so it's not like she really, you know,
you're saying she doesn't
too
have
iffy about who she defends. She defended Todd, and we all know Todd is as guilty as sin, so...
And it's funny, and I guess I didn't realize that her and Kate was, I mean, that friendly that she would have to owe her any allegiances. I guess
we have another call, you guys. 480, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody, it's Shiloh Dawn.
Hey, Shiloh.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Go ahead, keep talking. I'm listening.
No, what do you got? Want to add something to what we've already said?
Well, I kind of just came in because I was finishing up the other show. But so continue and I'll...
Yeah, I was just thinking, I thought for a split second today that maybe it was finally going to come out that Johnny was the one that hit the kids, Cole and Hope.
That's what I thought too.
For a second,
I'm
it looked
so
like...
I'm tired of him not having to pay for what he did.
Yep. Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, I mean, I always liked Johnny, but at the end of the day, he killed two people by his actions.
Yeah, whether he meant to or not, that's the end result.
Yep. Yeah.
And let's not forget, you know, Sonny was right in that respect. He framed Sonny from the start. Sonny was right.
Yep.
If you go way, way back in the beginning.
Yeah. And he's taking advantage of a
mentally ill woman.
Yeah. Which is...
Although, ironically enough, Diane's defense of Kate Connie, I've had this discussion myself. who's the real person, who's the alter. I kind of use the same argument that Diane did. She was born Connie Falconeri, and she created
right.
Kate. I've said that myself, yes. You know, trying to figure out who actually is the real alter.
Yeah.
But
and
that's
was
what
good...
won the case for Diane.
But you know what was... I love how Sonny pulled that thing last minute out, though, when he said that she needs to be arrested. I'm like, ooh, good one. That was a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that still baffles me.
And she should be
just,
arrested, whether it's Connie...
I love
Kate...
Diane.
Oh,
I love
her,
Diane.
Too. I'm just kind of... I don't know how I feel about her impeding this woman's mental health issue.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, I do, too. I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
But she's, like I said, the end of the day, she's a lawyer, and she was right when she said to her, everyone has a right to a lawyer, basically. It's not like...
Oh, yep.
I mean, it is too bad, but it wasn't like they were best friends or anything. They were friends, but, I mean, she probably just doesn't really care. She just wants to be a lawyer.
What's his face fired her? Let her go. So I don't blame her for taking whatever case she can. It's better than being a gossip columnist.
Oh my God, Diane doesn't need the money, though. Diane does not need the money.
Neither does
Sonny.
Yeah, but wait a minute. There is one question I have, though. Last we saw Diane, her and Alexis were in a business together. What's the status of that?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that probably went apart when she became she separated from Sonny's organization and became a gossip columnist.
Yeah, but no, but why would that be? Because they were, in other words, Alexis only started representing Sonny again after Diane was gone for a while.
Yeah,
but you know how they played it, though. You never saw them together like you normally did. They wrote out Diane.
Well, no, yeah, so, I know they wrote her out, but when Diane was on the show, you saw them together working a lot in the office. That's what
exactly.
I'm saying. They never addressed what happened to that partnership,
mm-hmm.
whether it's born,
yeah.
on the back, whatever. They kind of...
So, yeah, and, you know, I mean, I just thought, wait a moment, you know, I just thought, you know, in my opinion, Diane doesn't really have to work. Because, you know, she worked with Jason and Sonny for years. So.
Although I do find it a bit hypocritical that they get to judge who should she defend
yes.
and not defend when she did it for them for many years. Kind of like Sam
right.
was copping
right.
an attitude with her. Oh, you're defending Todd. Excuse me, you didn't mind when she did it for Jason.
Yep.
But
yeah.
But overall, I think the show is pretty good.
I thought so, too. I think the show's doing good. I do want the Connie Kate thing resolved, though. Figure
yeah, me
it
too.
Out. Fix her. I just want it done.
Me
yeah,
too.
Because now that they can take... Because then that gives something for Trey to do. They can take that relationship in its next phase.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
I wonder if they'll write it where Johnny does confess. Goes to prison, and that leaves Kate to build her relationship with her son.
I'm not sure because I'm unsure. I guess it would depend on what Brandon Barash is doing. Is he staying? Is he going?
Well, there's been rumors of both, so I think...
I don't think Brandon is going anywhere. I think Brandon will stay, and I don't think he's going to go anywhere for a while.
I mean, because I don't know how they redeem him out of this. Once the truth comes out, I don't know how they redeem him.
I want it to come out that he did it. I'm tired of this. No, he's not going to prison either, just like Sonny and Jason never did. It's like, come on.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad Sonny and Jason never went to prison. I'm certain they have glad Luke has never gone to prison either for them out. So, Look, I mean, I really hope Johnny doesn't go to prison because I don't want my little bad boy in jail. That would be sad.
No, I love Johnny, but I don't like his character anymore. He's lower than Johnny now in his business, so it's like I don't like Johnny anymore.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired of him myself.
I haven't liked him in a long time, though, ever since what he did. And making Connie take the blame for it really pissed me off.
Well, I will stick up for Johnny in this sense. I don't think he's making her take the blame for anything. She's quite willing to do it. But having said that, it needs to come out when he needs to pay the consequences.
Yeah, but he did have her take the blame for it. What he did to her when she was in
jail
that time.
That was her idea. If you remember, I'm pretty sure that was her idea.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
He put those thoughts in her head. He made her think she did it.
No. They flashed it back where Connie conspired with him. I thought that's how it went down. Months and months ago, we saw the flashback because she wanted to get away from Connie. That was Connie's idea.
Yeah. I think
it was Connie's idea?
Yes, it was.
Yep.
I thought he
remembers it that way. I trust her memory.
I thought he put the thoughts in her head that she did it because she really thought she did it.
No, I thought in a flashback. They went back and explained it in a flashback, and I thought I could be wrong, but I remember.
No, Kelly, you're right.
I remember her hatching the plan so that she, because see, she needs Connie to stay out so they don't integrate her.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure I remember a flashback in the police station where. I mean, I could have swore it was her idea, but I could be wrong. I don't know if anybody else remembers it. I don't know.
I thought at the time he put the thoughts in her head that she did it, but then she remembered afterwards that
she remembered it. She'd forgotten I think she forgot they had the conversation.
All right, you could be right. You could be right. I'm a little confused about that when it happened.
Well,
in other words, when that conversation took place, that wasn't in real time. They went back and backplayed it afterwards.
Yep.
I think it was a conversation that we never saw on screen, and then once it came out and she remembered, they filled in the blanks afterwards. At least that's how I remember. I could be wrong, but that's how I remember it.
No, Carrie, that's how I remember it, too. So you are absolutely right.
But even so, let's say, no matter who cooked up the scheme, she was a willing party pretty early on, because even now, look at her. She's in a way, you can almost say that he's kind of sympathetic because she's controlling him.
Yeah.
She basically made him leave Carly. He was in a happy relationship. He didn't want to hurt Carly like the way he did.
He should have told Carly the truth from the beginning.
Yeah, and she would have accepted it.
Yep. Now is the truth. I mean, whenever the truth comes out, I don't think she can forgive it because it dragged on months and months. He married Kate.
And he's lying again about, quote, being in love with her. But then again, by the time this is over, he might be fucking in love with her by the time it's over.
And now they're putting Carly with another liar.
I don't like Holly and Todd. I'm sorry.
I don't either.
I don't think they'll end up together permanently.
I don't think they'll be together permanently either.
I don't like the chemistry between them. I
don't think there is any. That's so. When they were kissing, I looked away.
I think chemistry. I just don't want them together because I'm a Todd and Blair fan.
I think they have a chemistry
and that they can understand each other has done bad things in their life.
Friends, yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm really not seeing the romantic connection.
No, and you know, and please don't have Tommy call me the replacement for Jason either. I'm sorry, but, you know...
Nobody's
going to be a replacement for Jason, but it's somebody in the role that she can turn to.
I think she'll be someone
around her who's not going to judge her, and that's Todd perfectly fits that.
And what in the heck is wrong with that?
I didn't say anything
was
wrong with it,
did I?
I just think that... You know, once he finds out what Johnny did, I think as much as he would want to forgive him, I don't think he can.
Oh, because no, he won't. I hope she doesn't.
No, there comes a point of no return.
I mean, if it was a couple of months back and he came clean before he married Kate, before all of this.
Oh, yeah.
I would have said, okay, but, you know, he hasn't came clean yet, and doing it on the sake that, I mean, even if he told you, if he went to, like, on Monday, let's say, and say, oh, by the way, I did this and this and this. No, because he first said a couple, like even a month or two ago, he's like, okay, I'm in over my head. I've done things, you know, that I'm,
Callie gave him a chance to come clean when they both decided they would be honest with each other. He could have told her then.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
See, and I'm looking at it that with AJ coming on the scene now, it gives a chance for Sonny, Carly, and AJ to come to terms with what happened in the past and to resolve them to the point where they can coexist with Michael and they all get their acts together. Because honesty, I'm so tired of this crap. Michael's in the middle of it all because of this nightmare that was created, and it needs to be fixed for Michael's sake.
Well, see, and the difference now is, like, I don't think they'll ever coexist, but the difference
I don't think they ever have to coexist for Michael's sake either.
Well, the only reason I say they don't now is because he's an adult and he can think for himself, so no matter what they say, he now has his own brain.
Yeah, but I don't...
decide.
Do you really want him in the middle of a war between those three people?
But he's not going to be because he's an adult now, so it's not like they're going to be... In other words, he has his own mouth, and if he tells any one of them to back down, he has the mouth to say, whether it's Carly, Sonny, or AJ, knock it off, back down.
He's going
to
form his own opinion.
I think they're adults, then they need to figure it out.
Yeah, but they're not going to. But this is what Michael, in other words, if Michael tells AJ something, Sonny or Carly, if they don't want to, quote, lose him, they're going to have to listen to him, or they're going to risk, quote, losing him.
Well, I don't see Carly bending or Sonny.
Why should it always be Carly bending? Why did the AJ bend? That would be a
nice
thing.
Because AJ was the one who was wronged the most.
Oh, my God. No, AJ wasn't. Sorry, he wasn't. Carly should not be bending for that bastard at all.
Well, at this point, maybe it's semantics. It's not about she has to tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may and take the consequences of her actions, good, bad, or ugly. But, see, I don't think she has to bend because, like I said, if she tries to say something against AJ, let's say, or vice versa, Michael's going to have all the facts, presumably, and he's going to figure it out for himself, and he'll tell them where to go, all of them.
Right.
Because he can pull all of them out
of the
plane.
And that's what I want him to do. I want him to tell them that you guys either get your shit together or I won't be spending any time with any of you.
But I don't think it's going to be as blatant. I don't think it's going to be something that's going to – it's going to be hard to say until it plays out. I don't – it depends – so far, put it this way, so far Carly is, quote, up one simply by the fact that she – when he asked her, she admitted the truth. So far she's okay.
She admitted the truth to a certain extent.
Oh, no, she admitted it all. He asked her a question, and she laid it out even to the point of living with Tony Jones. He asked her a question, and she told him. Now, whether you like her...
I mean, he doesn't know why his mom came to Port Charles.
Yeah, but you know something, but you know...
Wait a minute, did that even have to come into play with this?
excuse me. In this instance... This has nothing to do with... See, he doesn't need to know. He may find out, but as far as Michael and AJ, it really doesn't... He doesn't need to know that Carly came to town to ruin her mother's marriage because it really doesn't have to do with what Michael's trying to figure out in relation to his biological father. Now, may come out in the course of... When this all comes down, I'm sure it's going to come out, but at that point in time, I don't think Carly needs to lay all her sins out right then and there.
But I do want the whole story told.
I think it may in time, but even at that point...
Because what, saying Carly suffer might be a little nice for people? Fact that she doesn't have to say why she did what she did 15, 20 years ago right now, No, she really doesn't. I don't think it's in the past.
Then why should AJ?
Because AJ kidnapped Michael and two other kids. AJ is not asked answering to Michael for why he wrapped Jason around a tree. He's answering the fact remains that what Michael remembers is he kidnapped him and his siblings. And don't forget, AJ emotionally abused that kid by saying your mother doesn't want you. She has another child. This is what AJ has to answer for.
Oh, yeah. And he told them he was dead.
Yeah, but you have to understand that a lot
of... Oh, my God. You know, I'm understanding
it. ...was driven by Carly's
Shiloh, that's right, but that still doesn't justify AJ doing that to a boy.
It doesn't justify Carly doing that.
But we're just saying, if you ask me what AJ has to answer for, they have to answer for things in respect to Michael. What Michael's going through now has nothing to do with why Bobby, what the hell's her name, Carly came to town.
Adults has something to answer for.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yeah, but it's different things. But what I'm saying is AJ has to answer for a lot. He kidnapped kids. He told the kid that his mother didn't want him. See, here's the difference. I'm not making AJ right in what I'm saying, but I'm saying I understand there is, in life you get pushed to a point. There's cause and effect. That doesn't make AJ right by no means.
No, not at all. And I've never said that what he did was right. I'm just saying he did get pushed.
Exactly.
Now, having said that, people get pushed every day. They don't go to that extreme. All I'm saying is,
you have to put it in perspective of what was pushed.
Okay.
I don't care. He's still wrong for taking. First of all, let's put it in perspective. Michael's his kid. Why did he take Morgan and Christina?
Right. There was no reason to take them.
I remember because I wasn't. I don't even think I was watching at that point.
Yeah, to make Sonny and Harvey pay.
I don't remember why he took all three of them.
That's why he did what he did, because he's a sick little puppy.
Yeah, he was. That's why it was all payback. It was, because it was a vicious cycle. And see, that's what I don't want now to unfold, because then it's going to become a pissing match. We don't need that. But I am glad that Michael is going to at least hear his side of the story and make his own judgment.
And Michael is a fair kid, and that's the thing. And it's amazing he turned out the way he did with all three of those around him. Yep. He's more like Jason than he is like any of the rest of them.
Oh, God. I would never compare him to Jason.
No, she's right.
And the fact that he's fair.
She's right. Jason's care for him for the first year of his life and then his continued presence in his life has been that kid's saving grace. Hey, the guy went to jail for him and saved him, you know. I mean, Jason was the steady influence when Carly and Sonny were pulling him back and forth in their own tug of wars through the years. Sonny took him from Carly. Carly took him from Sonny.
Mm-hmm. Well, he is the only steady person in Michael's life. That I will give him. It's the stability he needed to stay sane with parents like Sonny and Carly.
My parents like Sonny and Carly. Wow. You know, if I had parents like Sonny and Carly, I wouldn't think I turned out half bad. I would think, a mother would do anything for me, and a father that would do too. Well, I would not think Sonny and Carly were bad parents at all. Sorry.
Well, that's fine. I don't think they were exactly stellar parents, but whatever.
And you don't, no kid will ever have a perfect childhood. And if, you know, Michael, if AJ raised Michael, why, he would have been either a drunk
or
a cheater? Yes, we do. If he grew up in that house that they can win from,
they could have wrote it any way they wanted to.
But you
got to
realize, what did Michael say the other day when he said, he said the difference is, what Michael's point is, AJ wasn't given the chance. We'll never know what would have happened because that option was taken from him.
Right.
Because look, if we're going to play that game, Emily grew up in the Quartermain house. she's a productive member of society. Before Jason got wrapped around a tree, he was going to be a doctor. He grew up in that house.
Yeah, but look at AJ. Brain digging.
But that's one person, and that people go through things in life.
Well, you have to understand, AJ also had a mother that was an alcoholic. Monica had three divorces. I mean, come on, there's a whole complex family.
Wow, I love how Monica always gets, you know, out of her set of the blame.
She just blamed her.
You know, if anybody watched when Monica and Alan first got together, and Monica actually slept with Ned before she knew who he was.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. So I'm like, how can you say that Monica's...
Because I don't like Monica right now. That's right. Monica has been me and Carly. Monica has been me and Liz. And I'm done with her same Sam act. I'm done with Monica. Monica needs to be locked in a closet and never out for a very long time.
Carly, she's agreeing with you in a sense about how Monica was as a mother. But you know something? But you know what AJ's biggest problem was? It wasn't even that Monica was an alcoholic because she slept around. You know AJ's biggest problem in that house was he was compared and put down constantly in favor of you-know-who.
Yeah.
That's why AJ did a lot of the things he did. Not that what he did was right, but he was constantly demeaned and compared to Jason, and he could never measure up to Jason.
Exactly. Who did the demeaning?
Alan and Monica both.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both did.
They probably did.
Even Edward was involved at a, you know.
And as a matter of fact, and speaking about Edward, you know, Carly says, you know, she did what she did because she was scared, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying she was wrong, but her actions were overboard when you drug a man. He could have died. But Edward put a lot of pressure on him, too, to be in the business. And then once they knew about the baby, the whole bit. He had a lot on him from all of those people. And not only that, he never said it, but that was his brother. He lived with the guilt of he, for all intents and purposes, he killed Jason.
Oh, I know.
He's had to live with that every day.
This is a very complex family from the get-go. And then you throw in Carly and Sonny in there between Jason and AJ and Michael. I mean, that's pretty comprehensive webs.
And it all comes down on Michael now. He's got that all on the weights of his shoulder.
Right. And I'm glad that now, hopefully, there will come a time where Carly and AJ may never like each other or hate each other, or they may hate each other, but at least they need to step aside and do what's best for Michael together.
Well, you know what it is? They all have to own their part and what happened. And I don't know if any of them, all of them, are capable of doing that.
Well, I think they will be if they write it well. But if they don't, then what's the point of even going down the road? You know what I'm
saying? That's why I say, so far, Carly's, she owned up to it. So far, she's on the right track. Sonny owning up to his part? I don't know. We'll see.
He's too busy with Kate Connie right now.
He's going to be in it this week, though. He's going to have to deal with it this week, I guess.
Because if
you
go back...
Who's the guy behind the man?
If you go back... See, and this is where it comes back to Jason was the only sane person in that kid's life. Sonny got out of the mob to impress Kate. Sonny was told by Jason to take bodyguards at the warehouse. Sonny didn't want to do that because he was all about Kate and the women in his life who get shot by a bullet. Michael, meant for him. What does Sonny do? Instead of going running
save
to the kid,
Kate.
He runs to Kate. Sonny has always been ruled by his anatomy, shall we say.
Yeah. Thank you.
He is not, he acts on emotion and doesn't think. Jason is logical. Sonny is not. Sonny should have never been without gods, and he made this big deal about getting out of the mob. And who gets screwed and who had to give up their kid because of it? Oh, that would be Jason. To accommodate Sonny and Carly so that they could have their latest go-round of who's going to steal the kid from whom.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see when, you know, I actually, to be honest, I'm quite surprised. I thought that Michael would agree. Michael's playing it smart, too, because once Carly admitted what she did, I assumed that Michael would believe everything AJ said. He's not doing that. He's still giving Sonny and Carly the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, he wants to talk to Sonny.
He says, I don't know if AJ's telling the truth about that. I thought for sure once he knew one thing was the truth, he would just blanketly believe AJ.
No,
luckily,
he's got a much better head on his shoulders at this point in the game. That's why I'm glad he does, because he needs to be able to compartmentalize all these people's dislike of each other because of what they did to each other thing. You know?
Yeah, because it's not all black and white when it comes to all three of them. It's not all, they're not
exactly.
all good, they're not all bad, it's not all black, it's not all white.
Exactly.
But see, with AJ being out of the picture all these years, nobody's ever had to think about it.
Well, yeah, they were quite happy he was out of the picture.
Yeah, so was I. I would have been so happy if AJ never returned. It will, you know, AJ returning, you know, yeah, it makes great drama, but AJ returning is like, okay, great, you know.
I'm loving GH. I'm loving that Jason's gone right now because we don't have Sam-centric crap. And
no
she's running around wondering where Jason is, so I could care less.
She goes and looks in that same spot, hoping that he's going to float by someday.
I know.
For real.
Well, you know what? I love it. I absolutely am enjoying the show from beginning to end. I want to know who the guy is with the mask.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. I can't even
Scorpios
have them. Any other enemies other than Faison that it could be?
Oh, I'm sure they have lots of them that we don't even know about.
Yeah, but Calavati tweeted, it's a familiar face.
It's someone that Robin knows because she was scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she freaked out.
I think it's Faison.
That's too obvious. That is too obvious. And
yeah,
if it's Faison,
someone else.
I will be in the toilet for the next week if it stays on because
What about the guy that took, what's the guy's name that originally took Duke's place all those years ago?
I forget his name.
I know who you're talking about, Kay, but I can't think of the name.
I can't think of his name either.
Well, Robin, I don't know if she'd be all that scared of that guy.
Yeah, I don't either. I think
that reaction, I don't think would have been.
My first thought was Faison because she'd be scared of him.
Didn't that guy turn out to be a bad guy, the one that was the quote imposter?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He was a bad guy.
Well, he died.
What time frame was that? It was when Duke died the first time, because wasn't that the guy that supposedly?
Yeah, but what time frame?
Jonathan Padgett.
That guy, yes.
Yeah, but he died, and then they still thought he was Duke when he died.
Well, maybe he didn't die. Would Robin know who he is?
I don't know.
You know who's going to get involved in all this? Olivia, with her premonitions.
Oh, really?
That's what I read on the hot sheet.
I haven't read any spoilers.
I read the hot sheet tonight, and it said something about Robert's coming back, and he's going to be investigating Duke, and he's going to be involved in that thing with Luke. And it said something in the same paragraph about Olivia and her premonitions.
Well, that could make sense, because that could put her in danger then once somebody finds out.
Well, she's going to have she was in the same paragraph with them, so.
I thought maybe Jerry Jacks, except that I haven't. I don't think he has time to be that healthy. I don't know why exactly.
Wow, that would be nice.
I mentioned him too, but
yeah.
But I don't know why he did go after Anna and all of them.
Oh,
Robin. He doesn't have anything to do with
it. We have someone. 732, you on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
I've just been listening because I've been taking care of my brother all day, so I've just been listening to you ladies, giving me something to occupy my mind.
Well, today was a great day, so, and the great day that Sam McCall was on, so.
Yeah,
I liked
it. It was a great GH day. I loved it today.
I've loved the whole
okay, wait,
is
this
better.
Rachel? Oh.
No, it's Amanda.
Oh, hi, Amanda.
Yeah, I've just been trying to occupy myself all day because my brother flipped his Jeep yesterday.
Oh, my.
Yeah, there was gas leaking everywhere, 6 fire trucks to get him.
How is it? Is he okay?
Surprisingly, it shocked me because they didn't tell me anything when I was on the way there. And when I seen the car, I was like, oh, my God, when I get there, what am I going to find? Surprisingly, he's a lucky little shit. I mean, he has bruising and soreness and contusions and a headache, but nothing major.
Well, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And usually they don't want to tell you anything before you go to the hospital. They usually don't. Even if it's good news,
right.
Sometimes they
right.
don't want to tell you. I mean, it sucks.
Right.
And, you know, because you're driving to the hospital and you don't know what the hell is going on. But usually they don't want to tell you. So,
exactly.
Which is the hard, though, I think. Going to
it's
hospital,
hard, but
you.
It makes sense for the person driving because they don't want
exactly.
people getting wrecked. You know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it was a crazy, crazy day. It was like the worst phone call you can get. You know.
Hey, and where are you living? Are you back in New York? Oh.
Huh?
You didn't get the storm. Any of the
my family did there, but I'm not there.
Oh, they okay?
They still have no power.
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm dying, period. I mean, you know, they get no power, and then they get the snowstorm, and then they lose power again, and I, you know, if I was them, I would be really going crazy about now. I feel
yeah.
so sorry for everyone in New York. It just, you know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, Kathy, you busy on Sunday?
I was psyched
what?
For that mask today. That mask got me so psyched. I was like, that was the best mask I've ever friggin' seen.
Now, somebody on another show before I came over here to this one mentioned, what if it's Helena? And I thought, no. That's
well, I
kind of
the same
strange.
Thing.
No,
wait,
Helena's on the way back.
I know.
I did
that's
think that, but you know
said.
What makes me think otherwise? A, it looks like Amanda and B, weren't they kissing Anna?
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
And the boy.
Yeah, that's kind of funky.
It looks like a man's neck.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You know, usually I don't want the weekend to go by because I like sleeping and all that. But I will be really okay if we want to sleep tonight and Monday came because I really, really, really want that. Oh, and remember, people, Monday's a holiday, veteran day, so there won't be any mail. Oh, the banks are closed. I just didn't want anyone to go to the mailboxes on Monday and, you know, and no mail because of the holidays.
I can't go to the bank and get the money I don't have then.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Well, I'm just saying, and, you know, I feel bad for, like, when people don't know it's a holiday and they go all the way to the mailbox or all the way to the post office or whatever and or the bank or anywhere. I feel bad for people. I mean, like, but, you know, it's funny because here they were my nieces and nephew has no school today and then on Monday they don't have school, no school either and... Like, you guys are really, really, really lucky to not have, you
and
know,
I was
school.
Listening to you, Carly, and I was agreeing with you. It's like a real easy choice if it is just Aethon, but then I'm like,
who else? Because he's the one that hates all of them the most. So then I
Well, I know. I just, I mean, I've never liked Faison. I just don't want her to be Faison. And besides, Faison is not cute. So that's just going on a cute bad guy.
Although there were, but ironically enough, last week there were rumors that they were trying to get him back. What if he's already back and that's just to throw everybody off?
That could be.
Carrie, bite your tongue.
What if he's not back yet and they're not going to let us know who this is?
Oh, I know. That's another one, too.
Oh, God.
Oh,
although I thought Ron Calavati tweeted it was a familiar face, so.
Yeah, but
we got fooled out before, though, because remember when it ended on the cliffhanger of the girl with the dark hair where Anna was at the Swiss clinic and thought it was Robin? And we were all sitting there thinking, oh, maybe it's Emily, maybe it's this one, maybe it's that one. And then it was a random pick.
But like
you said, the way Robin is reacting, plus they obviously it's somebody doing something because they have some of the memories down. They just didn't know these details that Robin knew.
You know, I have in a long time, I have never said give me to Monday. This is a long time. You know, I cannot wait, you know, until Monday. It's like, okay, is it Monday yet?
Yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying what they're doing with the show, and I hate to say
it. And you know what? I'm just going to say that.
Is the best
I don't like the social
right
booker. I don't like the social booker either.
The show what?
The social worker?
Yeah, I don't like her. She needs to go.
I think she's gone. They're going to go with surrogacy.
Well, I know, but, you know,
Does anybody get an eerie, not to interrupt you, Carly, but does anyone get an eerie feeling if they do the surrogacy route that they're kind of might go in the same route as what happened with Courtney, Jax, and Elizabeth?
As far as
them, like, Alulu feeling disconnected and Dante connecting with the mom that's carrying the baby and then ends up cheating and...
I had a thought that Maxie would volunteer, it would somehow be Maxie, but then somebody reminded me of her heart thing.
Okay, I did a little research, even if her whole thingy... She can still get pregnant, I thought.
Well, she can get pregnant. Look at Katie on B&B. She can also carry it, too, because Katie just carried a baby to
term. Oh, that's
true. But my thought theory on that was watch it, Maxie agree to do it and then not want to give the baby back.
I thought she was just going to get pregnant on her own.
Well, you know, there was a spoiler. I didn't see it myself, but somebody told me there was a spoiler that Lulu's results got mixed up with someone else's.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
I don't know
if
that's true.
That'd be good if it was Sam's.
But also, because remember, everything that Olivia sees comes true, and Olivia saw her, like, 9 months pregnant.
Right, that's true.
I don't know who just said that, but that's what I was thinking. Like, if they go that route and something was messed up, like, that's why... For some reason, I have no idea, and I haven't even seen anything about it. But as soon as I seen the surrogacy thing, I went right back to Courtney, Jax, and Elizabeth. And I'm like, if they do that, and she ends up cheating because Dante gets real close to the surrogate mother, and then she ends up pregnant, I'm like, this is going to, like, be a big storyline for them. That's why
I don't know. That's too far. What I'm thinking, though, is if the results were switched or played with, I definitely can see Helena having something to do with it, because after all, who is Lulu?
Right.
That's
a good correlation.
Yep. Yeah, because Lulu, yep.
That makes sense.
But do you still think she had that miscarriage, like an early miscarriage, like they were saying then?
Well, I would have thought...
I don't know.
I thought she was still pregnant, but I can't, because by now she'd be showing.
Yeah. I thought that's the route they were going. But
she had an MRI done. I think she said she had an MRI.
Yeah.
I mean,
for some reason that doctor doesn't seem right either. Like, where the hell is Kelly Lee? Like, why does this random doctor just show up and do all this?
Well, I've been saying that for a while, too, but I think it might just be that the actress is not available, because I was thinking that was a little shady, too, but it could just be that the actress is not available, but, I mean, I don't know why she had, you know, those tests come up saying she was pregnant, and then she wasn't, and now she supposedly can't carry the baby to term. I don't know where they're going with this, but...
Well, all I'm saying is it might affect Sam's results, too, if there's something going on in that lab.
Oh,
hello.
Candace, you're on the line with us.
Hello.
Candace.
Hi, Candace. Hey. Oh, Candace, you okay? No, you didn't get any of the bath stones, right?
No, just a leak.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
because you were not on last week. Wait, were you on last week?
Yeah, and then I told you I kept calling back, and they kept cutting me off, and then they said the chat was full.
That is
said,
crazy. Blog Talk and a very bad, bad, bad. But we are so glad. Oh, and I left you a message last night.
You did?
Yes. You didn't get it?
No.
Okay, I left you a message, so I did call you back.
Yeah, I saw when I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning.
So, we also, did you see Dental Hospital today?
I did. I finally saw it today. I'm so proud. I caught up.
Yay!
Cool.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Let's just say my mouth completely dropped.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And,
yes.
Yeah, I received 3 phone calls, one from my boss, one from my aunt, one from my cousin, and they all was like, what the?
Hell,
I was like, I don't know, but I can't wait for Monday.
Yep.
It's good to have General Hospital back, full force. You know, there was some weak moments, you know, in today's episode.
It was a really good. Oh, well, I'm liking Dante's hair right now.
Me too.
Dante's hair is really good, by the way.
I like it trimmed up like that. It was messy before.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I'm like, oh, he looks cuter today, so.
Neil.
He looks like a professional now instead of a slum dog.
I don't think he looks slummy. I just think, you know, I don't like that in-between hair. I either like it short or long, but he looks nice. Same thing with John McVane.
Yeah, I just thought.
I don't know if you ladies already talked about this, but were you surprised that Sabrina is Juan's cousin?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going with that. There's got to be a reason for that.
Yeah.
Well, Juan was played by Rebecca's husband, so that's why I was like.
And also, too, he was adopted, so it can't be a blood cousin because he was adopted.
Wait, who was?
Juan.
I smell that he's coming back. I just had this feeling he's coming back.
Who's coming back?
Michael Saucedo.
Oh, God, don't say that. Please don't say that. I did not like Juan the first time.
Wait a minute. No, I think he might be coming back just for the simple fact that, you know, they kind of, like, for the nurse's ball, of course, Footloose, which, by the way, I actually enjoyed. I was one of the few that actually enjoyed that performance when it came out in 2000. I just find it really just, I don't know. Second time they brought him on?
Antonio also had a meeting with Frank and Ron, and he said it's in their hands if they're going to bring Jagger back or not, too.
I hope they don't.
Well, he's been begging, since day one, he's been begging Frank for a job. Now, I'll tell you one thing. I don't want Jagger back just to come back, but I do think it would make sense for him to do a cameo during the nurse's ball. I can see the connection there, but for him to come back just to come back, I don't see the connection. But definitely for the nurse's ball to honor his brother, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we could see a lot of people come in and out for that nurse's ball, and I'm fine with that.
Well, I see that a lot of people are jumping in and out because Ned and Skye are going to make an appearance. Now, if people come back from the nurse's ball, there's going to be appearances. So between now and the 50th, there is going to be a lot of appearances at least.
Yeah, but the 50th isn't until April, so I won't be doing a tribute until April. Thank you very much. But no, I really want to come back. I know they probably won't come back, but I would really love seeing Fawn and Tiffany come back at some point. I would love to see them.
She's sick, though, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, then have Fawn come back. I mean, I love that relationship that Robert and Fawn and Luke all had. I mean, when we saw Robert was dying and all of them in the room, that was on night shift. That was really cool. And, you know, I think some old favorites should be coming back. That would be good to see.
Now, do you guys think with the mask coming off, only Robin would now know, and the masked Duke is going to go back to portray.
Yeah, he is. According to the spoilers, he's going back, so she's going to be the only one that knows this.
Okay.
Well, you know, but maybe Luke, my lovely Luke, will be the hero because he's on his way to Turkey, and maybe he will figure all of this out and be the...
Please tell him to hold the mayonnaise.
Hey. I'm sorry, I want Luke to be the hero for Anna. I'm sorry.
I was just wondering that fact to make sure Ian was still...
Well, I'm hoping, you know, it's funny you say that. I'm hoping that maybe the real Duke is actually still being held prisoner. And maybe that's what Luke will find when he gets to Turkey, the real Duke.
Yeah. Might.
Because somebody
had
to get these memories from him. But it's funny how he fooled Anna, but not Robin. That's
that's what I'm saying. Like I remember clearly when they first announced he was coming back that Ron and everybody and Michael Fairman and all the interviews said, no, this is not an imposter. This is the real Duke coming back. And now it's not technically. So that's why I'm wondering if he is still alive and just out there. Captive.
They just lie to throw us off.
Yeah.
Just like they had everybody in a frenzy thinking AJ was, Sean Kanan was going to be a recast for SBI.
Jason.
Yeah. Well, it is November sweep, so you never know. I mean, that's the best part about General Hospital. You never know what's going to happen. It's like keeping you on edge of your seat.
Well, unfortunately, the last couple of years, we haven't had a sweep, but this is finally looking like one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the first time in a long time I'm like, this is really the good show of November sweeps, yeah.
I'm freaking out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was talking to my cat.
But no, I just think this was like a really good cliffhanger, and if we get more cliffhangers like this during November sweeps, November sweeps will be really good. This is getting really an interesting place, and I cannot wait for it.
Does anybody know how long Robin or Kimberly is supposed to be on screen, though, or is she just going to find out who is behind the Duke mask, and then she's going to disappear again off screen?
I wish I knew, because, you know, I wish she would come and I wish they would be able to wrap up this story, but I'm sure it's all on her scheduling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to have her back for the nurse's ball, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Well, we don't know how long Kimberly is back for. They don't. I mean, you know, she could be back for as long as, for a while, but,
You know something that just dawned on me? How did we go this whole time without mentioning the other surprise of the beginning of the week?
What other surprise at the beginning of the week?
We saw somebody else we haven't seen in a while.
Okay, who?
Alan.
That was cool.
Made me cry.
I wasn't expecting him to sound that frail. When we first saw him, before we heard him, I'm like, oh, God, his voice, not again.
Well, even looking at him,
it's like, oh my God, it's so hard to watch these people age.
I know, he's about to be 76. I didn't realize he was in that up there.
Well,
wow.
Monica is no spring chicken. She's had work done. Most of the guys don't have the work done.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's still pretty much looking.
It's so nice to see Monica this week because she's really getting her acting chops back, and it's just been so much.
Yeah, it's not all.
It's like, oh, it just feels like, it feels comfortable having her back, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's doing something productive other than pimping.
Right. Hey, Carly.
Yeah.
I have some pop culture breaking news.
Why?
To report. It deepens my heart with this sadness that Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber broke up.
What? Okay, I'm sorry.
I can't make it through the night.
Oh my God, give me strength. Where's my sad song for tonight? I'm not going to be able to eat for the next couple of minutes.
Why?
I won't be able to run.
This is terrible news.
You know, for real?
I didn't say, okay, I didn't think they were a cucumber. I will say that. I mean, I did.
They were, but I think Justin and the reason I said it the way that I said it is because my cousin, I know in a few minutes, will be texting me like crazy because she is a huge Justin Bieber fan, whereas I am not a Justin Bieber fan. I like Selena Gomez because she is one of those two young ladies that has her head on straight.
Yeah, she does, yeah.
And she gives back. You know, she doesn't take her celebrity like most teenagers do and party and drink and drive with a suspended license. So a little bit of sad news tonight in young Hollywood love.
You know what? Okay, I did like them, and I'm sorry. I thought they were cute. And my little niece asked me when we were going out for lunch with her the other day, can you get Justin Bieber on your soap, please? And I'm like, because I would do anything in the whole wide world for her, and she knows that. And I'm like, sweetheart, I'm not the Justin Bieber audience. And she goes, do you know anyone who he is? Because he's dreamy. And I'm like, okay, I can see what I can do. I mean, I understand that because I was there. New Kids on the Block, you know, back in the day. So, yeah, but that's sad. But so did your cousin text you yet?
No, but she just posted on her Facebook page.
Oh, God.
she's gonna play. What is it, that song? Hey, I can't see it. Love You Like a Love Song, Baby, by Selena Gomez. Aw, so sweet.
But, I mean, I did have them pegged as a nice Hollywood couple. I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I kind of gave them till next year. I was hoping they would break up next year. It's just, I'm not doubting young love. I think it's a beautiful thing. But when you see their directions that they're going into, like Justin Bieber is trying to be a man now. Like he's going to the Victoria's Secret fashion show. He's going to Hooters.
I know.
He's trying to be a man. And you have Selena, who was on Cosmopolitan, talking about, you know, how sexy she is. And I'm like, what the, like, okay. I just didn't see them lasting as, well, you know.
They could. I mean, it's not the, like, they are saying we are never, ever getting back together again, so
ever,
who knows with them?
Ever. We're never, ever getting back together. I needed to say that.
No, you don't get it. That song has been stuck in my head for the last week.
Because I'll have it in my head.
I've been singing that pretty much all day since this morning when I woke up. It was the first song that came on my little iPod radio, my Pandora. And it was it was the last song I heard before I, like, took a quick nap.
I would rather have Gangnam Style stuck in my head. Thank you.
Oh, please, no, please don't. Because the kids today at school, at the daycare, in the pre-K room, they learned it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, then you movie got.
They have the kids' bop version of it, like, you know, and Call Me Maybe. Those were the two songs in the pre-K room, in the preschool room today. They was like, Miss Candace, this sounds crazy, but here's my number. I'm like, don't.
Oh, don't put that song in my head.
Like, don't. Miss Candace doesn't want to. And then, Gomo Style. I'm like, really? Like, I'm gone.
I'm not liking the time thing. I am really not liking this because I fell asleep, but I took a little nap, and I almost overslept in with that. You know, I woke up about 6:30, and I'm like, I think it was like 3 in the morning because it's so dark out, and I'm like, oh, I can't go back to sleep. And I looked at my phone, and it says 6:30. I'm like, oh, no, no, I have a show to do. So, you know, I am not liking the time thing. I don't like it getting dark earlier. If anyone's on my side for that, please let me know, because I think we should ban daylight saving time.
Arizona doesn't do it, right, Shiloh?
No, we always stay the same.
I don't know why we all like that.
See, Shiloh, I think that's a great idea, because... You know, I don't understand why all these states, you know, do it, because it's crazy, because, you know, I don't like it getting dark so early. That's my problem. I don't like it. I wish it would get dark later and later.
Well, and I think part of it is because of the seasons, the way the seasons work in school schedules.
True.
So what time is it there right now, Shiloh?
Yeah.
What time is it where you are right now?
Same as you, Samantha.
No.
Yeah,
9:16.
No.
No. What?
8:16.
Did you? 9:16.
Yeah, so she's an hour ahead of me now. And then
Yeah.
In the summer, we'll be on the same time. You changed, Samantha. That's right.
Yeah, because Arizona is an hour different. Because I have a friend that lives there, and I always have to remember to see them an hour later, so it's like, crap, I don't like this, you know, and I am not liking Seattle's cold weather, so if anyone wants 35-degree weather and cold and windy and raining, they can have it. I'm done with it.
I hate to say it, Carly. I'm loving it cooling down here because I came in and it was hot. I've been in shorts since I got here. It's been so warm.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with the weather in Baltimore, because even though we had a cold front and we missed the snow, thank goodness, today till Wednesday is going to be in the upper 60s.
Excellent.
That's not bad at all.
But it's also pneumonia weather, so I will be that girl in the sweater. I'm not getting sick. So anybody else who wants to go out in a tank top and shorts, go right ahead and get sick.
Well, it's 66 here now, and that's a reasonable temperature at 9:18.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice for a 9, though. That would be nice. That would feel nice.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think come Monday, I hope they are nice enough to sew it and not make us wait. Because I don't want to wait for this. I really don't want to wait.
So what's everybody do? Is anybody watching Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, my Dancing with the Stars correspondent, you on.
No, I'm watching it.
What?
I'm watching it.
I know, but so...
week.
So, do you know correspondent job? Because I know nothing about it, and you do.
No, Dawn, are you watching it?
I watched it, yeah. Well, I'm kind of...
Who?
I said I was shocked Sabrina got sent home in the same week again.
I know.
She shouldn't have got sent home. She was excellent.
No. I thought that's great.
And Kelly Monaco was in last place. She should have got sent home, but she didn't.
Hello, rigged.
Wait, Sabrina's gone?
Yes. Yep.
Well, I've been voting who I think is actually the best person each week, so I'm not sticking with one couple. But I can guarantee you, since I have started watching it, I have yet to think Kelly is all that they keep trying to push it at us.
Well, most people are better than her. That's the way I've seen it. Most people are better than her. I mean, I'm not saying it because I'm not crazy about her. I mean, I watched the show for years. I just think most people are better than her. This week she was okay. I wrote down all right on my notes.
Right.
I wrote all right. She was all right.
Did you see that ball she took in rehearsal?
No, I heard about it. I laughed.
I saw her take a fall in rehearsal, yeah.
It was pretty hard.
She fell hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
She did.
I thought for sure she'd have a broken nose or something, but I guess it messed up her ribs.
Oh,
and then
poor
she had a
Kelly.
The broken week before, or 2 weeks ago, she had a broken toe. So that was a big deal.
Competition is hard on people. People have been falling, and Derek hurt himself. Didn't Derek have to stop dancing or something?
Yeah. Well, and so did his partner.
Yeah. They get beat up in this competition.
Oh, yeah, because it's hard work, but they've been showing all of Kelly's faults.
Yeah, I know. They have been. They have been showing hers. Yeah, I saw her fall.
That's because that's her best position on the floor.
Wow. Wait, did you guys hear about Brooke, the co-host?
Yes, I did.
I did not know that. I feel so bad for her.
That's
what,
easy.
Carly?
She'll be okay, though.
Yeah, I know, but I feel bad and... Then, thinking about where the scar on her neck and...
It's a little scar, because I had thyroid surgery. It's a small scar.
I know, but I thought about the needle in the neck, and then I couldn't.
I gave Carly details of my thyroid surgery.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much. Now I'm traumatized. I never won that. By the way, people, it's 7 minutes on air time. So if anyone wants to call in, 347-850-8721. And I can just say I'm glad the election is over.
Me too.
The only reason I'm saying this is because I was getting so sick. I've seen all the ads and everything, so, but I'm glad Obama won, so, I'm glad, but I'm glad it's over, and I'm really glad it only comes every 4 years, because I feel like that was the longest election thing ever.
It was a long one.
It was.
Yeah.
I stayed up the whole coverage until 3 in the morning to hear Obama's speech. And keep in mind, 4 hours later, I had to go.
I think it was crazy that, he came on almost around 11 my time, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is so late. I thought it was late.
Well, I wouldn't believe the total win till the morning when I saw it was him, and I believed it.
Well, I think part of the problem was Mittens didn't want to concede till an hour and a half later.
Yeah, it took a long time.
He was living on Ohio.
Idiot. I'm like, dude, even if they looked at Ohio again, he was still going to get California and other things. I'm like, give it up with dignity, please. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's go.
You know what I did not like was... you know, once, you know, we knew, well, on some seasons we knew what I didn't like about some seasons, how the count way ahead, then you go out of the season, and the count was still the same. I hated that.
And
I
then they never moved the damn count.
Yeah, they were all messed up.
No, carry on ABC, they were moving the count up and up and up, and CBS were doing the same thing.
Yeah, not in MSNBC. The station Kathy and I were watching, it stayed on the same thing forever. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Diane Sawyer was drunk and changing it on ABC. What party!
Well, and I was getting upset because one of the main guys on one of the main networks kept saying, when he was talking about the latest, you know, votes in, he'd always say, Mr. Obama got this, and Mr. And I'm like, he's a president, please. Call him President Obama.
Yeah, right.
Do not call him Mr.
I know.
I hate when you do that.
Some of the networks have a bad relationship with them. That's why I don't watch certain networks when it comes to stuff like that.
Well, I Twittered it. I said, you know, I'm watching CBS, and I find it offensive that they're calling him Mr.
Yeah,
Obama.
That's why I didn't watch the Unfair and Unbalanced channel.
No, the best channel to watch.
I just happened to turn it on, and it was that. And it was like, what? So I turned it.
Well, you know, I was going between ABC, NBC, CBS, and then I was tuning into CNN just to see if Andrew Sim was on. And
didn't mind.
Fox News has the worst problems with him.
Like I said,
Fox News always has.
That's why
that's
I said I didn't watch the Unfair and Unbalanced channel.
Yeah.
Comedy Central did a great job, The Daily Show, with the elections as well, especially when they had Patrick Stewart. And anybody who knows me knows I have a huge crush on him. Yes, I have a crush on Captain Joseph Picard.
Oh, so do I.
Thank you. I don't feel so bad, and Anderson Cooper, but Fox News needed to stop. I stopped shaking my head the whole time. I'm like, seriously, you're professionals. You're on live TV, you know, with the interception of Diane Sawyer, who was just a party in her own right.
I know.
You know, you guys can't show your, quote-unquote, favoritism. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
exactly.
They were disappointed when, you know, they said, well, the president, you know, Barack Obama has won. And one of the anchors, I want to say his name was David or somebody, he just rolled his eyes. And it was on my TV.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of the last name, though, but yeah.
Yeah. And
wow.
The other girl, she just was right. When they cut away from where they showed Barack, you know, President Obama's picture, they came back and you could see her shaking her head.
Yeah, wow.
And I'm like, really? It's like, okay.
Don't they refer to him as that guy?
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to.
I was going to say, that's so insulting.
That guy won. I wouldn't doubt it. Don't get me wrong.
Now, did Diane Sawyer really slur her words and have an issue?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it looked like it.
It was a little bit like,
yeah, they
all right,
said
guys.
She was partying before.
I don't know if she was drunk. I think she may have taken a pain pill or something. She
I think
like,
she was tired.
She was a little hunched over and,
Oh, my God, we have 90 seconds until we go off live, so just wanted to tell you guys that. But we are having a show next week, and the week after we will for Black Friday. I'm calling the show The Day After You Eat Too Much. But then I thought about it, and I thought about my FN people, so I thought maybe that is this networking title. But I thought that would be such a cool title until I thought about it. But really, because I figured the day, I mean, Thanksgiving, you're all going to coma with Thanksgiving food. So I didn't want to call it the day after Thanksgiving comas. So it's a booking and title, but I want it to be funny and, you know, that is going to be a long weekend because I don't like it because I don't know if we see General Hospital on Thursday. I know we never see on Friday. I don't know if we see on Thanksgiving. Casting and I always see Days of Our Life usually on Thanksgiving, but not...
Usually ABC and CBS leave you on a Wednesday. You don't see them again until Monday.
Yeah, I think that, too. I don't think we'll see them.
Fucking said.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. That's what I think about, because you know what? It's a long-ass weekend, and nothing is on, and you're bored. And is anyone really going to go Black Friday shopping? Because I hear that Walmart, for people that need to know this, is opening at 8 o'clock p.m. the night of Thanksgiving for Black Friday.
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't do that stuff anymore.
I heard about that, and I don't agree with Thanksgiving. I think it should be on Thanksgiving Eve.
What do you mean?
I mean, think about it. After some people, you know, for Thanksgiving, my family's probably one of the exceptions, but we usually, like, start around 5 o'clock for Thanksgiving dinner, and at 8 o'clock, I can see so many people, the traffic of people coming to and from places, not just, Walmart. I can see that people are going to, you know, fight over the fact that, you know, something's out of stock or something like that.
Yeah.
I just think Thanksgiving Eve, because you get off of work, you can go there, not a lot of people, not a lot of traffic. You know, you take your time, you don't have to rush.
I mean, you know,
they're doing it in increments this year, like every hour or something, and the sales that are from 8 to 11, they're having a rain check to where if it's not in stock, they're not making people stand in line and fight over it. They're giving them a rain check for the same price.
Thank God.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But it's only for the products that are within that hour. Like every set of hours, there's different products that they're releasing.
I mean, my family, we never eat until about 2 or 3 in the afternoon because I made this host beef and people are actually listening to Carly. It felt really good in the family. Like, you guys, do we really have to start at 12 or 1? Can Carly sleep in, please? I don't have a family, you guys do, but can Carly sleep in, please? And my sister took my side. Thank you, my big, wonderful sister, and said, yeah, that's, you know, and then I thought, oh, why am I out? Maybe I could sell my Christmas idea, and, you know, so they decided for Christmas, they will do their own little family one in the morning, and then we will get together around 3, so I can sleep in till 1, so, yeah. I just
12 o'clock
is
kind of early to eat a big meal like that. My family's always done it at 2 or 3 anyway, because 12 o'clock is kind of early to eat a big
right.
meal like that.
And, you know, I mean, Christmas, it takes us, like, 2 hours to open presents because my dad has this rule that one gift at a time for everyone can see what everyone's opening.
Yeah.
So it gets into, like, 2 hours to 3 hours. Presents thing, but it's kind of fun in that way because it's not a crazy mess and it's fun and, you know, I like it so, but, you know, is anyone doing anything fun this weekend? No.
Oh, I'm doing the normal stuff, reading fan fiction and...
And how are you getting to, like, Arizona? Silo, are you enjoying being back and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, the move was kind of harrowing with the movers, but that's a whole story unto itself.
Well, see, and that's good. I mean,
is Christy not having a show this week, Carly?
No, Lane Dawn is not having it, so for a month. She's taking a month off, and she will be back. And in the meantime, you guys just have to deal with me for a month.
Okay.
Come on, I'm a little funny anyway, people. Don't tell her I said that, but she always knows that.
Well, I mean, the good thing about that is, I mean, you know, it just, you can just extend the show a little bit, because, I mean, for those who can't stay up all night and, you know, I'm trying to put a good spin on it, okay?
Carrie, good. You won't be muted for, like, 3 weeks now.
Oh, I'm sure I'll find something to get muted for.
I don't know.
I will tell you this. According to the spoilers on GHH2, they say that on 11/21, the quarter may honor Edward on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
yay!
November 28th.
It's that Thursday. It's that Thursday.
Yep. Well, wait, you said the 21st, Silo?
21st, yes.
Okay.
There is some other things happening that day, so I'm assuming they're going to take a half an hour to do the Edward thing.
Yeah, but, because Tuesday they find out he died, and then Wednesday the 21st they celebrate him.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for depressing me. I'm going to be real. I mean, but you know what? Frank, one, I give it to you. I'm glad you didn't make us wait for like a year to find out that, Edward's really dead. Fine.
And then on Christmas, maybe Sam will accept the fact that her husband's dead and we can memorialize Jason on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. You know what I picture happening is that the Quartermains will do a thing, but Sam will not refuse it.
I don't know, because right now they're not even going to dress it yet, so who the hell knows when they'll...
Oh, well, she talked about him all the time. Whenever she's on screen, she has to talk about Jason.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that she hasn't acknowledged him dead yet, so.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't think the Quartermains will acquiesce to her. I don't think they'll want to step on her toes and they'll let her do what she wants to do.
Oh, yeah, because they are dumb for that.
Well, especially when they found out. Well, I don't see anything in this stuff for Jason. So I think they're going to address Edward and leave Jason up in the air for a while.
Well, especially when they find out that Daniel Edward's a real Quartermain, like Jason's child. It's a wonderful thing.
I still hope that isn't a fact.
Well, it is. For right now.
For right now. But
I'd at this point, it would be ridiculous. What, are they going to go back to Franco's again? I mean, pick a side and stick to it and move the frig on.
Well, too.
I mean, because you get to the point where you can't believe anything that comes out of that lab. What?
I want her personally to lose her mind.
That's assuming she has one.
Well, yeah.
What little she has, she loses.
Well, you know what? I would love to see her go off of the rocker and head down to the pier, and she's so distraught, and there's a boat that comes by. Hey, there's a boat that comes by, and she falls in the water. This is the boat comes by, and bam, she died because the boat hits her side.
Better she ends up in Shady Brook, and she stays there for a very long time.
Many years.
Yes.
Carly, I sent you a text.
But then the problem with
is... Oh, okay. Carla Vardy did tweet something I found very interesting. Thank you, Candace.
No, what?
Frank Vanity posted on Twitter, don't say I didn't warn you, but about the major surprise on Monday.
Oh, did you know Kelly's dance partner is also going to make an appearance on GH?
Someone told me that.
Yeah, it's a boxer.
But yeah. I was trying to stay away from that news because that makes me,
It would make sense.
Oh, her dance partner always end up on GH.
It would make sense if Kelly was hanging off his shoulder, kissing him. That's what she does on the show.
Oh, my God, I can't stand watching her on that show. She's pathetic.
Shiloh, did you see her in the part of the
that marathon dance when he put her through her legs and she had her face on his crotch?
Yeah. Oh, they've been doing blatant crap. It's been unreal. I'm just like, man, are they playing this shit up to the hill?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but this remember, we only have 2 or 3 more weeks until dancing is over with, so.
All I know is there's a lot more viewers on, and guess when they all started kicking in? When Jason left and we no longer have the JSAM crap.
Well, it was leading up to that before that, like the week or two prior. The ratings have steadily been getting better, even like the week or two prior to him. They actually, they just came out for being that the East Coast was without power and stuff. They didn't do too bad. It went down.
Yeah, because I thought. Yeah, I thought with the East Coast losing power, I thought the rating might take a little dive with everything.
In the 18-year-old group, they made second place against YNR.
That's good.
Yep.
That's really good.
Well, I mean, the day-to-days where there was like a 2.7, there was a 2.6. I mean, it for being that a lot of people didn't have power, it was, you know.
Yes. I think people are kind of relieved that this whole crap line is over.
To be honest, I think people are just back for the overall part of the show because, I mean.
Yeah.
Because even the weeks when it was heavy JSAM, they did good. One of the weeks that it was a heavy JSAM week, the ratings were pretty good. So I don't think it's even necessarily a JSAM versus liaison thing anymore. There are so many other good, you know, things happening that people
coming
back.
Yeah, but I think the fact that we're not all centric around 4 people is the best thing they could have done for the show. It's not all Carly. It's not all Sunny. It's not all Jason or Tim.
Well, it was never all Carly and Sonny. I think.
Thank you.
I think everyone.
It was Carly, Sonny, Jason, and Sam. Those 4 anchored the show for years.
Right.
Yeah, but for
yeah.
a long time, it hasn't been Carly and Sonny. It's been Sam and it's been Sam. Sam,
well,
Sam, Sam.
Yeah. I agree. But
well,
I
yeah,
mean,
they even
overall.
Pushed her right to the back for her. But
yeah.
but for many years, it was Sonny, Jason, Carly, and
Chemo.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Jax, she was on a lot with Jax. I mean, only recently she hasn't been on quite as much.
Yeah. Well, and she's on now because of Todd. Because really with Jason gone.
A lot of screen time.
Yes, yes. But without Jason there, Carly really doesn't have, now that she has no one really, I mean, she's kind of one of these roving characters right now.
See, I don't think so, only because she's not with anybody per se, but she still has roots. Theoretically, she's got a mother. We don't know where Bobby is, but she's got kids. She's got a past with Sonny. She's got,
yeah.
She owns a business, so she's rooted more into the landscape, I think, of the show than Sam is.
Yeah, I
well,
agree with
so
you.
Well, so is Liz, but look at how much time Liz gets.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, I think I'm to the point where I'm not even, look, I want to see Liz and I want her to get a story, but I guess I'm just to the point where whatever it's going to be, it's going to be overall the show is better, and I'm just going to put my faith that
absolutely.
They're going to do something with her.
Absolutely, yeah, it's exactly how I see it. With the least amount of Sam time, I'm enjoying the show
yeah.
so much better.
Well, and, you know, and I've even conceded that. I have to realize, you know what, unless she leaves, we're going to see her, so I'm just not going to drive myself crazy over it. What can I do?
I'm just saying it's good not to see her present center every flipping day.
We had one
I mean,
she was only on, one out of the last 7 or 8 episodes. It was wonderful.
Yep.
It's been
yes,
great.
It was great. It was so good.
You know, if we can go a couple of months like this, I think all of us would be happy.
And even in the spoilers, you see her name here or there, but she's not in it. There was a point with the last couple of months.
Exactly.
Was in every line, it was Sam, 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 Sam.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't see her beyond that much by now because this is the last couple of weeks of dancing, and you know, they have to do, you know, 3 or 4 dancing, and, you know, that might mean to hop over
like
your
you
head.
Said that. Officially over. Does anybody know the last date that Dancing with the Stars is on?
Silo, I believe it's usually the 26th is usually the weekend after Thanksgiving. Probably the Tuesday, the 27th.
Couples are left?
Well, wait a minute. Awesome. That's what I was going to say. 2 people are going home this week, right? Next week? Mm-hmm.
I would think nobody went home.
Yeah, double elimination.
So
usually, I mean, I'm just going
That's going to leave 5 people. So there's going to be 3 at the end, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
but it's usually my math, and I think I might. Usually they do it the week after Thanksgiving, or they go to the week of December 4th, but they usually don't go.
Didn't they have more couples, number one and number two? It probably gets affected because it had to get pushed back for a couple of debates in the election, right?
Oh, true, yep.
Yeah.
There's not many more weeks, because if 2 go home this week, then there's only 5 couples left. So 2 weeks to get rid of 2 couples, and then the finals.
So,
with
then it's
3
weeks after that, so it's another month.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look this up while we are talking, so continue.
The thing, and plus, as far as her storylines, she's not going to be play heavy into Edwin's thing. And then we know right after that we're talking Nurse's Ball. So really, these storylines don't center around her for the immediate future.
That's what I'm reading in the spoilers. It's like one.
I mean, I'm sure they're going to stick her in there here or there just to let us know she's still around. But we'll see her every now and again strolling on the fucking boardwalk with the baby.
I'm curious to see what happens the first of the year, because that's when she'll be back off Dancing with the Stars and back in the studio if they're going to ramp her up. I hope not.
Well,
cause
like I said, I don't see how they can, because without Jay, what the hell can she do?
Well, yeah. she's still a Cassidyne. They could involve her.
Yeah, but they've never played that angle before. And furthermore, the last time we saw her, she was ignorant to her mother and sisters.
Yeah, and then, we never got to see her apologize.
Right.
I think she's the one in the Duke mask. That's it. One in the Duke mask.
Oh, my God. That would be funny. Trick or treat.
No wonder Robin is so scared.
Yeah. I'd be freaking scared, too.
Okay, so according to what I'm reading, it's probably because right now is, you know, we are in week, what week are we in? We are in week 7, and I look for episodes. They are usually, they do, like, about 10 weeks. So maybe another 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, that's what you kind of figured. So,
yeah, 1, 2, 3, because 2 people are going home this week. So it's like 3 more weeks after that.
Cool. I just hope Derek is in the top, however they do the last 2 couples or whatever.
I think Sean Johnson is the best.
I think Sean Johnson
is like away from the pack. I think she's fantastic.
Yep.
I keep saying, but I voted for her this week. I gave her a couple of votes, but I thought Apollo was like fantastic, and they gave him only 9s like Kelly, and he was so much better than Kelly. I thought Apollo was, like, so good. Giles is my favorite.
I like Giles, but I see where he's having more issues, and I think Apollo's improved significantly.
Well, I really thought Apollo went first this week. And when you go first, for some reason, the judges low-score you. And Apollo, I thought Billy and I were watching it, and Billy said, wow, is he good. He was so good, and he got low scores. And I said, so I voted for Apollo, and I have to throw Giles a vote. I just have to. But And I gave Shawn Johnson a couple of votes because I think she's the best. I don't care what anyone says.
I agree. I agree.
And she danced with Mark this week. She danced with Mark.
Yes.
They were
perfect.
They were unbelievable.
Yep.
I don't know. She should be the winner.
I see it that way, too. But we'll see how it goes now because something could happen, you know, that knocks them out for some reason. I hope not, but you never know.
Well, like Emmett Smith, I don't think he's been that great this year, but he has a ton of fans. He has a ton of fans, but I don't think he's been that great. But like,
he does have a mobility problem. I mean, he's a big guy.
But he was so good the year he won, but this year I don't think he's been that great, but he has a ton of football fans, and he gets a lot of votes, so, you know, you can't rule him out. But I think Shawn Johnson is just, and it's not because of her gymnastic abilities. She is a good dancer.
I think she is done heads above some of those other dancers.
Oh, she's just fantastic.
Every week. I mean, she just keeps getting better, and she has had injuries and stuff. So, I mean, to me, she pushes through them and does her all-out best.
I'm gonna
say goodnight, you guys.
Yeah,
see you
me
later.
Too. I'll see you all next week.
Oh, Sam, you're leaving us. Why? I mean, Q now. Why are you leaving us? I mean,
all right,
funny.
See you next weekend.
All
yes.
Right,
bye.
Bye.
Bye. I'll head out to night, ladies. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week.
Good night.
Night. So just the three of us, right? Kathy?
I'm here.
Carrie hung up too. Isn't that weird?
Well, everybody might be tired.
Well, I know. I think I'm tired too. Okay, maybe we should just call it a night, and, you know, you're going back to what?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Only
one that is on the...
It's just you and me?
Yes. Okay. I hate AJ. I hate Sam. I want to kill them both. Sorry.
Well, we have to ride out the storm with AJ because
I know,
the story
I know,
has to
I
be told, and it is good storyline.
I know,
so
I know.
So we may not like him, but the story has to be told.
I know,
and
I know.
And Michael does have to make up his own opinion.
Oh,
I
know,
mean,
that's good. And you know why if Jason was there, he would tell Michael, make up your mind. I cannot tell you who to believe.
And they're going to tell the truth, and probably, I hopefully, Sonny's going to tell him the truth.
Yes.
Hopefully, he's honest with him. So, Michael has to hear these things and let him see what happens. We may not like it, but I just hope Michael keeps an open mind about Carly and Sonny, too. I hope.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, you know, my thing is, AJ has done some tough shit, too, and I just don't want them to throw Carly and Sonny under the box for all their little evil thing and get AJ the hero in this. That's the last thing I want.
Right.
So maybe we should call it a night because everyone else has left the building.
I know.
But in a way it's good because, you know, you and I have been tired. You and I have not recovered from Alexa night.
No.
You and I both had to go grocery shopping today, which we both hated.
And we were up very early.
Yes. So, let's just call it a night, and everyone, we will be back next week. So, yeah.
It was a good show, Carly.
Yeah, it was fun. So, I will call you later.
You want to talk to me tomorrow?
Maybe sooner than that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Right. Bye. Bye.
Bye.